Mexico took a big risk in 1989 when it joined the U.S. and Canada in the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA. Since then, exports to the U.S. soared. Per capita income went up by 50%. Then came the financial crisis and recession. That meant fewer sales to the U.S. and fewer jobs for Mexicans. Now there's fear of a Buy American trend by U.S. states and cities. From Mexico City, the world's Lorne Madelon reports.
This is the Fandeli sandpaper plant in Tlalnepantla in the state of Mexico.
We have three of these machines. This is the smallest one. This is not working due to the decrease in production that we're having experiencing right now.
That's Javier Perez Olagaray, the third generation to head the family-owned company. Fandeli manufactures high-quality sandpaper for industrial and retail clients. It employs 700 people at four plants in Mexico. 25% of production is exported to the United States. But right now, sales are down. Perez believes his U.S. clients are buying at home rather than in Mexico.
One third of the decrease that we have may be connected with a Buy American policy. And I think I understand the countries that have an economic policy that they try to protect their manufacturing sector. And I would like to have our government have a more active role in defending the Mexican manufacturers.
In other words, he says, go to the courts in the U.S., where Mexico has won victories over the U.S. under the legal procedures spelled out in NAFTA.
When you have downturns, economic depression that we are having now, this is an issue you have to deal with, the increase in protectionism that some governments do.
Economist Eduardo Garcia.
From a regional perspective, we were meant to be working together, and this seems to be drifting out of that framework.
Garcia doubts the Buy American program can do much damage to an already reeling Mexican economy. The recession is already choking demand for Mexico's exports. Garcia also doubts American consumers will change their buying habits.
You have a certain amount of pride, yes, but to what degree are you going to buy a product that is much higher in price just because you feel certain nationalism? Yeah, it might work for a little while, but not for the long term.
The president of the Mexican Manufacturers Association isn't so sure. Miguel Marón represents 47,000 Mexican companies.
Vamos a comprar lo mexicano. Cómpralo hecho en México.
Marón says the Mexican government should respond by purchasing 65% of everything it buys on products made in Mexico. He doesn't want a trade war with the U.S., but he says the U.S. reaction to retreat under its shell like a tortoise is misguided.
It is one thing for the U.S. to say, buy USA-made products. We understand that sentiment in here in Mexico, but it is an entirely different matter when the U.S. forces American towns and local governments to buy only U.S.-made goods and services, because that is against the principle of free trade between the U.S. and Mexico.
In Canada, numerous towns have retaliated to Buy American, barring U.S. companies from bidding on municipal contracts. The first shot, perhaps, in a wider campaign that could shut U.S. companies out of billions of dollars worth of Canadian projects. That kind of campaign could not work here. Mexico, with a manufacturing base that doesn't meet domestic needs, depends on imports far more than the U.S. or Canada. For The World, I'm Lorne Madelon in Mexico City.